Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, we're answering your questions about the rules for keeping it casual, sexual interruptions, and what to do when you want to sleep with other people when you're in a long-term relationship. Enjoy the show. Okay, I've been throwing out a few mentions here and there about how I received a Sibian in the mail because we were just getting to know each other. I wasn't really ready to get into it, but now I'm ready to spill the beans. This thing will change your sex life. You may think you know all about the Sibian, but forget what you've heard because it's so different from any other sex product you've seen before. In fact, it's so much more than just a sex toy. The Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, one that you can enjoy solo or with a partner. For one thing, it's the only sex product with a unique mountable design that simulates the feel of riding a partner during the women on top position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize her experience every time she uses it, and make it work for her. There's 11 different attachments you can choose from. They have like ones that look like a penis, they have different clitoral ones, they have a finger-shaped one, whatever you're into. All this is to provide you with a variety of orgasms to choose from, right? How doesn't sound bad, does it? There's no limit to the ways you can experience a Sibian, and each machine is as unique as the woman riding it. And also, women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, I know there's a lot of you out there, Sibian could be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. So repeated rides on the Sibian can actually train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple O's and increased sexual response with a partner. And because of the unique design of the Sibian, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you transfer that experience to sex with your partner. Get it? So you learn like how you move and what you like, and then you do that with your partner. It's super cool. Oh, have I mentioned how it will also be hot for your partner to watch you? Watch you play with it, watch you ride it. You guys can make out, it's a little foreplay. And this testimonial from the Sibian website says it all. My husband and I have been married for 17 years, and I always thought our sex life was okay. But I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had when my body just exploded. It was just unreal what happened to me. I soon realized that at age of 38, with Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have Sibian to thank. Thank you, Joan in Texas. So to hear what other customers have to say about their sex life-changing Sibians or to order your own customized Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. That's S-Y-B-I-A-N.com. And as a special treat for all my listeners, you get $75 off your first order with code EMILY75. That's EMILY75 at Sibian.com. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We upload things every single day. We got blog posts. We got videos. We've got just about everything on our website that you need to have a more fulfilling and happy sex life and relationship. Right, Anderson?
Tis correct.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Ems?
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you, even though I'm not looking at you right now. Sorry.
I know. It's okay. But I'm looking at you, babe. I have to say, Anderson, I did a really good show this week without you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but I need to talk about it.
I'm
sorry. But I did. It was... Okay. So you know it's called... The show is called Sex with Emily. It was the first time...
It should be called Sex Without Anderson.
I'm sorry.
Those should... That
it was
be the name
first
of those
time ever that I had a guy... So it's called Sex with Emily. It was the first time I had a guest on the show actually having sex with Emily.
Well, you had the guy that you're dating.
Yeah. I had him on the show, and it was an amazing show, and it's coming out October 20th,
okay.
And it was an amazing show, I have to say. It was really funny. Menace was there, and he was asking questions about having sex with me, what that was like, but it sounds really awkward and weird, but it was super, honestly, my assistants, Madison, Alyssa, Lori, they were like, oh my God, that was the best show ever. It was just fun, and we talked about a lot of other things, but it was just interesting, because we had gone to a swinger party, as I told you about.
Right.
So we talked about that. We talked about a lot of other things. It was a fun show. And also, I'm going to take your calls in the studio now. We just tried it on this recent show. So you can call in with your number one sex question on October 21st from 1:30 to 2:00 Pacific Standard. And we're going to promote closer to the date the exact phone number. And we'll post the actual number the day of. So just follow me on Twitter, on Instagram. It's at Sex with Emily, or Facebook, or just sign up for my newsletter so you can call in. We got lots of callers. We answered questions. It was super fun. Love talking to the people.
When is this show that we're listening to now?
October 16th.
Okay, cool. Happy 16th. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy
Look
Friday, baby. What's going on?
I'm on a plane. Fridays. I'm on a plane right now.
Yeah, where are you going?
Paris.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to miss you, though.
I'm going to come back with stories about Europe for you.
Promise?
Yes.
Are you going to have, like, amazing...
I will look for sexual stories
and there's
on
a
the
lot
streets
of them.
In Paris and Prague. In Switzerland. I'm going all over the place.
That's
back. I'll come back with some stuff.
That'll be good for your relationship to get away for 2 weeks to Europe.
Fuck your relationship. It'd be good for me.
I know. We all need a vacation. I'm trying to get away in November for a while.
Where are you going to go?
I don't
Detroit?
Know. God, yes. See, the truth is, I have to go to Detroit in early November for a family event.
Lots of people love vacation in beautiful Detroit.
That's the problem with my family, being so close to my family, and the fact they live in Michigan, that all my vacations, a lot of them are Michigan. And I don't want to say they're vacations because love my family. It's not really a vacation. But over Thanksgiving, I'm going to try to go somewhere warm, hot, and sexy. Mm-hmm. Probably by myself.
Puerto Rico. No, Costa Rica. I heard great things.
Yeah. I don't like Costa Rica.
You don't like it?
I went there once for a month. I was like the only
place
I've
been. You're the only person I've ever talked to that doesn't like Costa Rica.
I went like 10 years ago, and I've been a lot of places, and it just wasn't my favorite place.
Why not?
There's a lot of bros. It seemed like kind of a frat party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like surfing. I don't want to say that. Here's the thing. I shouldn't say that. I probably went 15 years ago. I rented a car for a month with my boyfriend, and we drove all around. It was fun.
For a month you went there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I felt like...
How do you do that?
How did I take off for a month? Because I just finished my film and it was super cheap and we just, it was what? Yeah. That's
what it's kind of like what I'm doing. I'm going to Europe after I just finished all my five
shorts. I never
took
vacations, but when I do, I like went all out and it was fun. Maybe it was the guy I was with, who knows. But now I know it's like more developed. There's great resorts. I'd love to go to yoga retreat, something like that. I'm working on getting away out of town.
So what do we got? I was stuck in tons of traffic on the way here.
I know.
So we're going to get straight to some emails.
We're going to get right to some emails.
Cool.
Because, everyone's been great, too, because you email me, which I love, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And everyone's been great about telling me your name. You can also, make up your name. Doesn't matter. But we want to know your age and where you live and also how you listen. It's awesome. So, okay. Dear Emily, I love your show. I'm a 25-year-old woman living in New York City. I was hoping you could help me out on trying to navigate a new F-buddy situation. Finally met up with the guy I've been talking to for a few weeks from Tinder. He was super sweet, cute, and a total gentleman. After drinking and hanging out with his friends, we went back to his place and hooked up. It was fantastic. I was able to communicate what I wanted in bed, which I've never really done before. And he made me feel so sexy, like I was the best thing he's ever had. While cuddling the next morning, he said that he wasn't looking for anything serious because he's focused on work and other things, which is fair enough. My impression is that he's looking for an F buddy. I would love to be in a relationship ideally, but I'm cool with keeping things casual with him while I date other people. Now, here's my question. When can I hit him up to hang out again? Every time in one of these situations, I never know when it's too soon to shoot him a text. I have a really high sex drive, so ideally, I'd love to be having sex many times a week, but I don't want to appear desperate or annoying. I like hanging out with this guy so far and want to see him again, but how soon is too soon? How do I know if he wants to see me again? Should I wait for him to text me first? Help! Sincerely, Cooper. Anderson, what do you think about girls being annoying? Like, I feel like she doesn't want to appear desperate or annoying, but aren't the women who are desperate or annoying just the women that you aren't into?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if he's into this lady, he's going to be very excited every time she gets back to him. If it's quick, if it's late, doesn't matter.
Right.
Every time he hears from her, good times, unless he doesn't like her.
Exactly.
But so, this woman seems to have some issues with her self-esteem.
Why? Because she's worried about texting
him? I would
love
a relationship, but you know what? I'll take F buddy if that's all that he's going to give me. And I don't want to text him and bother him too much. And she seems to be...
Well, she's overthinking it. But my only concern with her is that, Cooper, you say that you're cool with it being casual while you date others, but you do want a relationship. So I'm just worried that you're going to get attached to this amazing sex and get into that friends with benefits cycle where it ends with someone wants more. And hint, hint, I feel like this could be you. So as long as you're ready to keep yourself in check and that you remember what you just told me, he doesn't want a relationship. We have to remember people tell us. Even though he cuddled and things can be amazing and you think you can change him, he doesn't want a relationship. So the onus is on you. If you can truly be F buddies, then text him now. Why wait? Why play games? Unless he seemed standoffish or weird, it could be a good indicator he's the type of guy who needs space. So then maybe I'd wait, a few days, wait for him to reach out to you. But again, if you really can just keep your head on straight that it's great sex and still date other people because you want to see him 3 to a few days a week, you're not going to have a lot of time to date other people. So I'm just afraid this could be one of those downward spirals. So if you're ready for this, he's told you what he wants, then go for it. That's what I think. Because a lot of times people think they can change people and they cannot.
So says Emily.
What?
No, that's what you think.
What do you think?
No, I agree with you. But you kind of trailed off there with like, well, that's what I think. And it seemed like it needed like a stamp of fun.
Stamp. No,
so
I,
says
I'm right.
Emily.
Oh, here's the thing. I'm right, Cooper, because you just said he cuddled. He was amazing. It was the first time you were ever able to communicate your needs. He says he doesn't want a relationship and you haven't heard from him yet.
That's what guys say. Guys always, usually guys are going to say that.
What, because they don't want to get attached?
They
want to
make sure
that
they can keep it open. They're not sure. They want, there are some clingy ladies out there who after the first date. So we're together now, right? We're a couple?
Yeah.
A couple now?
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
A
lot of guys want to make sure that that's not the case right off the bat. And
but
now Cooper's hot.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah. She's super hot. She asked for what she wanted in bed. And I say, you know what? Here's the thing. It was the first time you asked for what you wanted for bed. Maybe that's why it was so good. Mm-hmm. So I say, get back on that Tinder. Keep swiping left. Or right, whatever the hell it is. Left, right?
I don't
swipe
know.
Right. Swipe right. When you're like, I've done it. I did
swipe
it twice.
Up.
So I think that keep doing it. Make yourself like duty date. Keep going out there because I just don't want to get attached. I know that I'm right here.
First of all, hey, you didn't ask how I know that Cooper's hot. You should have asked immediately.
Why do you think she's hot?
Her name.
Cooper is a hot
Cooper's
name.
Cooper's a hot name.
I
yeah.
actually want to have a child now.
Call
I just named Cooper? Yeah.
So your little daughter can go out and get banged a lot?
No, I just... Oh.
Yeah.
Are all girls with hot names hot? I mean, are all hot names
no,
hot
No, but a
girls?
Lot of times, like Alex.
Yeah, Alex hot, is hot.
Hot name, yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, what else? What else
Cooper?
Would we say? No, I don't know.
Well, no, I think we helped her. I'm just saying, pay attention to your... This is the thing, is that, we've talked tons about friends with benefits relationships, and they just... They can end well if you both meet someone else that you're really into, but it really just... The hard thing about it is that you're like, yeah, I'll hang out with you until I find someone I like better. And
right.
then I want to be in a relationship with them. And that never feels good.
Right.
And when you see someone a few days a week, you get attached. And so eventually you have to talk to them. Maybe he's just saying it. Like, that's another thing. You just put a little wrench in it. Because you're saying maybe he's just saying it. So you just gave Cooper a whole bunch of more hope here that she's going to change his mind. Which could happen, but I think you got to still diversify, still date.
Listen, Cooper, if you want the guy to be your boyfriend, then make it be known, but don't be like overbearing about it. If you think that it's too much, it doesn't sound like she's going to be able to handle an F-buddy situation with this guy because she likes him too
but
much.
But she said she can, so I'm telling her that she can't because she cuddled and she had the best sex ever. And I'm saying you could still have the best sex ever with someone else. Okay, we can go on to another email though now because we are moving along.
Moving along.
Dear Emily, my fiance sometimes stops me mid-sex, especially if I get off first, and asks me to finish him orally. Is this normal? I've never heard of men who prefer oral over vaginal intercourse. I start to wonder, am I doing something wrong? Amanda.
Never heard of that.
I have. I think there's some guys that they just get off that way. Like, they need more pressure. They need more, like, something that her vagina can't deliver.
Just the idea of it sometimes can be.
Yeah. But every single time, but he's your fiance. So I doubt that you're doing something wrong. Maybe he just really likes blowjobs. Sometimes it's just more pressure for them. Some women, you know, just like some women, all men are different in their preferences and about what turns them on. And it's possible that there is something about oral sex that makes them super hot. But my other question for you, Amanda, is could be a birth control / condom thing. If you're using condoms during sex, it could be his condom loophole. So a lot of guys have problems ejaculating with condoms. So many say it's like, you know, decreased sensitivity. So it's possible oral sex is the only preferred and protected way to climax. Have you ever had that with a condom?
No.
So I just think he's your fiance. You need to ask him about this. And that's just flat out ask him. Say, babe. And don't do it when you're having sex. Don't be like, don't put it in my mouth again.
It would sound like this because that's how they have
exactly.
sex. It would be tough to ask.
Right. You want to be open-minded, not critical, and just be like, hey, babe, it's funny. We have sex. I know you always like to finish my mouth. I think it's so hot. I love giving you blowjobs. But is this, you know, is that the only way? Is there something else I could do? Can we mix it up? Don't be judgmental. You know, God, sex was so hot. I know you like to finish the blowjob. What else would you like to try? See what happens.
It's so manipulative, man.
Well, you don't want to be like, what's with the blowjob?
I know, deal? I would come at
am
it
I,
like,
is my vagina hey, not good enough for you?
Turns out the inside of my mouth doesn't feel nearly as good as my nethers. You know, what's the deal here? And this might just be his bag, which is bad times for
that's
her.
That's true, too. Well, I guess so. It's interesting. I mean, maybe she could, like, give him a blowjob until he's about to and then stick it back in. But still, it's kind of like every time I'm giving you a blowjob, you pull off the condom and it tastes like rubber. I mean, we've all done that.
A little wig, some fake eyes on a vagina?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. So I think you just got to ask them. Here's this a great time. Nothing. If you are engaged to him, Amanda, great time for you to start communicating about sex. Communication is lubrication. Mm-hmm. No better time than the present. Okay. So I've got to tell you guys all one thing here.
Oh.
It's that time again to talk about your penis and your hands, for that matter. Because self-loving can be a little lackluster. Are you looking for a way to mix up your masturbation so the number one sex toy for men is the only thing you want? The Fleshlight. It's amazing. You could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner. The Fleshlight makes this dream come true. It's a masturbation sleeve that you use solo or with a partner that simulates the sensations of real sex and was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And here's a funny story that happened today, Anderson. I have a new bookkeeper that I'm hiring. She came to my office, and we just shot this really funny, I don't want to give it away, but let's just say that I have a bathtub in my office. Uh-huh. There's a bunch of Fleshlights, like, open with the top off, sitting in the bathtub, okay? It's like a bathtub filled with Fleshlights.
Are you cleaning them out, or are they just
No, they're just standing there because we're shooting a video. So she comes in the bathroom, and I didn't even think about it. And she comes out, she's like, hey, here's your bathroom. She comes out, she goes, oh, my God. Like, she's like this nice woman. She's like, I've been thinking about buying my partner a Fleshlight. He's in Hollywood and I'm in Orange County and I thought he wanted a Fleshlight. So meanwhile, this could have gone both ways. Like, most people seeing a bunch of phallic looking objects being like, oh my God. She's like, I want a Fleshlight. And she knew it was. So of course I gave her one.
I'm surprised she knew immediately knew what it was.
She was like super conservative and sweet. And she's like, I'm like, seriously, like, I love you. You're hired.
That's funny.
And here's a Fleshlight. Have a good day. So it's funny because she already knew about it.
But, so it's like a ball pit? You got going in there?
No, it's like a bunch of Fleshlights standing with their lids off.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like
pictured like a bathtub just filled with
all
where you
standing
dive in.
They're all standing up with the flesh on the bottom, and the top looks like the opening where you insert a vagina.
Whether it's the mouth or the vagina.
Yeah,
or the
exactly.
Butt.
But there's like 20 of them. Mm-hmm. And you just walk in and there's a bunch of Fleshlights. So it's really funny. But another big Fleshlight thing is today, this is a sneak preview. There's a new addition to the Fleshlight family, which we were all freaking out about. It's the best thing. It's called the Quick Shot. And it's an open-ended male masturbator around the size of a hand and geared towards new self-pleasure. It still has the patented material, but the Quick Shot's smaller, easier to handle, and requires less cleanup, can be used solo or with a partner to take hand jobs and blowjobs to the next level. So it fits around your hand, so you can give him a blowjob. You can use it around his base while you're going up and down with your mouth. And when he ejaculates, it doesn't go inside the Fleshlight. It goes out. And I think this is going to be like a huge seller, and we're testing it. We're all testing it this weekend.
So this is like,
I just got to find a penis.
So it can go out in the mouth?
Yeah, it goes on. It goes in the mouth, but it's like a little male masturbator, but
cap
she uses
it. You can put
it
on it in case she doesn't want it?
You can put a cap on it, but it's like, we were all freaking out. It's and funny because when they were telling me about it a few months ago, I was talking to Amanda at Fleshlight. She's like, oh, the quick shot, the quick shot. And I thought she was saying clit shot.
Oh, and you're excited.
I was like, the clit shot?
Hell yeah.
It's a quick shot.
Here we go.
So it actually just launched today. So I think you should all check it out. Check out the quick shot. Go to sexwithemmy.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube, which will rock your world. So check that stuff out, people. Okay, so that's what we got. If you'd like one, Anderson, I'll bring you a quick shot.
I'm cool, man.
Okay. Email. Okay. Hey, Emily, I love your podcast. So me and my wife have been together since we were young, 17, and have each other's virginity. Our sex life is great, and we love each other like crazy after 7 years. One thing as a guy that's hard to deal with is hearing other men talk about having sex with all these different women. I can't help but have that be a huge wonder in my relationship, and I'll be curious about it forever or until it happens. Sex with another woman, that is. We've talked about it, and it doesn't seem to be too far-fetched. I'm just trying to go slow with the situation. I was wondering if you have any advice or could talk about it, perhaps. Really appreciate you reading this question, and any advice you could give me would be very helpful. Thanks again, Tyler. How about that? He's been bitter since he was 17, 7 years, and here's the thing, Tyler. You brought up this idea to your high school sweetheart, and she says it's a possibility. Like, he's, like, winning.
Right.
Well, a lot of women would be like, I'm out. I'm done. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm locking the key, you know? You can't go out, don't you think?
Yeah, I think most would.
Right. So you're psyched. But that's a huge step, Tyler. The fact that you were able to bring it up, I'm really proud of you. I think that's super healthy. So you're able to communicate your feelings, and she was responsive. That says you guys are mature. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good about these guys right now.
Mm-hmm. If you were a girl, you'd probably be super hot because your name's Tyler.
But this is a guy.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe he's not. No, I'm sure you're hot too. But Tyler, just because I'm giving you kudos, this is a subject matter has to be approached with caution. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be like, last night I banged a chick. Thanks for saying that it was okay. No. It's normal to have these feelings, but don't let them interfere with your relationship. So I wouldn't keep bringing it up. Mm-mm. You already brought it up and she's cool with it, which again, hats off to you. But I'm wondering though, here's the thing. His curiosity about like getting a little strange.
That's a little strange.
Little something strange on the side. Mm-hmm. Is that more important to you than your happy marriage?
Married? Are they married?
Yeah, they're married.
They're married.
They since took 17. Each other since 17.
Yikes.
So they're 25, 24. Mm-hmm. But if your wife's open to the idea, then like, it sounds like she was, I don't know if she said, yeah, honey, go ahead. Or if she was like, yeah, I want some strange too. Cause right. You were my first, which is always going to be challenging.
Super dangerous.
People don't think about this before they get married, but there's options. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw them out there for you, Tyler. Threesome.
Yikes.
I know. People say, here's the thing. Threesomes can rip your relationship apart or can bring you closer together. I've seen it happen. I've seen it go different ways. So you can invite someone, a third, into your twosome. But this takes, again, you guys having like amazing sex, having open communication, being in great sexual, great sexual standing. And as long as your wife is into it. So remember, it's never like, hey, babe, let's have a threesome. You don't want to bring it up that way. You want to be like, so have you ever thought about being with a woman? And you got to like talk about it. And like, this might take a year. You got to plant the seed a few years. Who knows? She might say, yeah, let's go get some babe online right now. I don't know your wife. But you just got to talk to her about it and make sure that she's on board. Because when guys bring it up, they're like, hey, I want to have a threesome. All she's thinking is that you want to bang your best friend.
Right.
So,
which is probably the case.
I don't know. I mean, you guys have got to be in a strong and happy place. So it could work for you. You could also go to a play party / swingers party like I shared.
Like you did, and you don't have to have sex at that party.
No, it's great foreplay. I mean, honestly, like we went, I talked about like actually on the show with you and then the show with the guy that's coming out October 20th that I'm dating.
He's coming out?
The show's coming out.
Oh, the show's coming out.
He's not gay, I don't think. He's definitely not gay. But we went to one, and like there's a lot of play. I don't know where you live. You didn't say, but there's play parties in every area that you live in, and you can go. It's the rule is couples go and then single women. So you guys could just go check that out and see how you feel. There's no pressure. In fact, it's the least pressure-packed environment you'd imagine that everyone's like grabbing at you, but it's
that
people
they're
are
not grabbing at
no,
you.
No,
they're too busy
like,
grabbing at their own ponytails.
Exactly. No, but there's no ponytails at this one. But no, people are really, really respectful, and they're really like, you know, I understand. There's rules. It's like we're all here. There's a rule. You got to check if you want to check in. So that's another thing. And also, some couples give each other a hall pass. They allow partners to have, you know, sex with someone out of the marriage, and they like usually have rules like it can't be someone we know, or it has to be when you're outside the city or the country. Or you can also just start talking about it. That's one another option. These are just some just throwing out there how it's going to go down. Because if it's I don't know if this is just like a fleeting thought, Tyler, or if you're like obsessing. So
or is he sabotaging the relationship because it's been too long?
7 years.
7 years, and he's like young. You know, he's 25 years old, and maybe he's feeling like I made a mistake, and he married at this. It's well, hard, especially at that age. I mean, you're not supposed to be married.
You're not supposed
in a relationship.
I don't
this
recommend
long.
Getting married at that age, but you did, and you're happy. And I'm not. Believe me, you guys. I don't want to get hundreds of emails. People are like, "We did, we worked." I know. It works.
People get very defensive about that.
It's just sometimes it just doesn't. It's hard, and that is one of the challenges. You didn't get to sow your oats.
Sow your oats. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. So I totally get what you're saying, and also
plant
you
your seed. All
plant your
town.
Seed.
Yeah.
That's
sow your oats.
Sow your oats. Plant your seed. So you didn't get to plant your seed.
Play the field.
Play the field. Right. And I think that again, you can also expand your twosome. So you can start to do things that really make your sex life expansive and exciting. You know, get some sex toys, watch porn together, do whatever. All the things that I've talked about for a gazillion years on the show. That might be a way to make it interesting, too.
If I had to bet on the relationship, though, I'm sorry. I'm betting against it at this point. 25,
the whole relationship?
Yeah,
you don't think it's going
to
last?
25, and you're trying to find some strange and being upfront. I appreciate the fact that he's upfront with the wife, but, I mean, talking about planting seeds, the seed of deceit is already there.
Well, he talked to her about it, so I don't think he's deceitful.
Yeah, I know, but now what's she going to say? What if she says no? Then she's always going to know that he wants to.
Oh, maybe she was cool with it too. We didn't get this. Is why I'm taking callers.
And maybe these new generation, they think of sex completely differently than you and I.
Right, that's true. And that's why we're taking callers now because it's going to be fun. We can't do it here, but on October, what did I say, 21st?
We can call people from here. We just can't accept their calls.
Oh,
we'll call and collect.
Wait, remember collect? Yeah. Could we have people?
Yeah,
like,
we can collect emails.
Okay, let's
for sure.
Do that. Yeah. Here's a new thing. When you send your email feedback@sexwithemily.com, if you would like to be considered to receive a phone call on a Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Pacific Standard Time,
that's right.
We might just give you a goddamn call. So now we can do it here, and you can also do it on October 21st. We're just showing you that we have a phone.
I'm not going to be here, though. I don't know what you're doing when I'm going.
No. October 21st from 1:30 to 2,
you can
do it.
Yes.
So that's that. But here and after 2 weeks, just start sending me now. You're going for 2 weeks. I'm like, you're gone forever, dude.
It's true. Feels like I'm going to be gone. I feel so irresponsible.
Really? Why?
Yeah, just leaving my life and my dogs and my jobs. It feels strange. It'll just
Here's the thing
day.
About that. We all have anxiety before we go on vacation. And I have finally learned after all these years that nothing friggin' changes. Mm. You get back, everything's the same. You're not going to lose your job, and you're going to be back in the grind. And you're going to be like, I wish I was back.
I hope I don't lose any of my dogs.
Who's watching? You got people watching
them? My sister. Yeah.
No. We don't trust your sister?
Can you come by and check on them?
I want to watch Stanley.
Can you?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can I really?
I don't know. That might be a problem.
Why?
I could see you forgetting him in the trunk.
No, I had a dog. I would never.
Well, you had a dog.
Well, it's a long story.
Where's the dog now, Em?
She's in Palm Springs, really happy. She's much happier. She's fields to run around. It's a long story. I don't want to get
into
it. There's
no fields in Palm Springs.
Well, there's like grassy knolls, grassy areas. There's deserts. She loves it. I get pictures of her every day.
Runs around the dunes.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, but I would totally watch Stanley, your dog, because I love your dog. So that's what we have time for, but I have one more thing to mention. I have to share with you my latest obsession. So my friend works for this company called Your Life Media, and they take your favorite footage of any event, like a lifetime memory, like your wedding, honeymoon, and they turn it into, so it's like you take the footage. So they're doing something for your honeymoon now. Like you go away on your honeymoon, you take little videos, you take little photo pictures, and they create this amazing, like a really cool video for you. It's like a director who's, I don't know if you know him, what's his name? Jack Giraputo, Caraputo?
Nope.
Work with Adam Sandler. Anyway, he created, and they look so cool. They use your footage and your photos to create, it looks like a Hollywood movie trailer. So it's like a $500 value, $600 value, and they want to give gift one to one of my listeners, which is super cool. So all you have to do is email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Oh, it's valued at $5.95. And they want to make your honeymoon video. All you have to do is be taking a honeymoon in October, November, be willing just to take pictures and videos as you probably would, and then they'll make you this cool video. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and you could be a winner. It's your life. If you want to check it out more about them, they are at urlifmedia.com. So check that out. That's because I want to be nice. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all Sex With Emily across the board. And Anderson, follow you and do your stuff.
I'm Anderson Cowan on Instagram and Twitter, but I don't really tweet that
much. You had a really cute picture on Facebook the other day.
A lot. And then I connected with my Facebook because I'm lazy.
It was you watching movies with Stanley, but it wasn't
Stanley. No, it wasn't Stanley. It was the wife's dad's dog, and he was stalking me all night long.
It was so cute.
Yeah, and the movie would be like 45 minutes later, and the dog was still in the exact same place just staring at me. Oh. And then he finally went to sleep, and then I got up to go to the kitchen, and he was right behind me. Oh. I'm like, oh, God.
See, I love that.
Maybe you can watch Stanley. Maybe this could be a thing.
Seriously? You guys can put them in videos offline and stuff.
Let's do that.
Oh, my God.
You're not wrapping up, are you? We got another email on this, don't we?
I thought we were.
Do you ever have this thing where both a little long in the tooth, right? And like sometimes you'll be thinking of something you want to say and then it's gone and you can't retrieve
every friggin' day.
Horrible. And I have a hard time getting back on track. It bugs me. It happened earlier in the show, and then it just came back to me. And that is Tinder, right? You were talking about Tinder. And this is like a little sex in the news for you. I'm giving it to you. Australia, they're the first country that are doing a beta test where like you don't just swipe left or right. You can actually swipe up, I think. And that means that you really, really like somebody.
Is that their new premium service?
I believe so. And they're just trying it in Australia right now. And they're going to bring it to the States.
I heard about this. I think it's their premium thing earlier where you pay more if you really like someone. Maybe you get to have sex with them? No, I don't know. But I've heard about this.
I don't think that's how it works. No, but in Australia, yeah, they got like the. So I know a lot of your listeners are probably very into Tinder. So maybe
everyone's
they already actually
Tinder.
Know this.
No,
I'm very jealous.
I thought it was
of them.
Here too. I know. Why?
I just wish I could go back to the digital age.
Do you want to look at my Tinder? I haven't been on it in a while, but just for fun. Oh, no.
I've never even looked at anyone's Tinder. I miss that whole thing. Actually, you know what? I probably want to be here with you if it existed. I'd probably be addicted to sex in Thailand right now or something.
I know. I'm so glad you found a good woman.
Yeah. Thank God. Strong-headed woman.
I know. I love it.
One more email. Sorry.
Okay. This one's easy because I need your help. It's about balls. Dear Emily, some people have said that free balling has benefits. I've been a free baller for 2 years. Can you tell me what the benefits are? Austin, free balling.
Why is Austin
no
asking you about
I
the balls?
I don't freaking know. I don't have balls. What do you think about free balling? Do you ever not wear underwear?
I don't like that. I mean, I wear boxers, and that's pretty free balling for you, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's a comfort factor.
Yeah, it is.
Is that what he means?
No, but when I'm wearing boxers, like that's I don't need. Like, I understand not wanting to wear the tighty whities and having them like tucked up inside.
Right.
But, you know, if you put on some loose boxers, you can get a nice draft going.
Okay. Well, there's the comfort factor. There's a nice breezy feeling during hot summer days. Money you save on boxers, I suppose. But there aren't many health benefits because you can't try or benefits at all. You can't try in short pants or anything when you're shopping if you want to buy shorts. Huh? You have to be more diligent about your sweaty junk. You can use down under comfort for that. You might not feel safe and secure, which could be awkward readjustments in public, danger of zipper interactions.
Mm-hmm.
No basketball shorts or sweatpants in public, or everyone will know your secret.
Mm.
Chafing, again, down under comfort helps
help
with that. The only benefit I could think of is comfort and that you're closer to being naked. But, like,
and
how hard to take off your underwear?
If you're trying to have kids, the cooler they are, the better chances you have. Because body temperature, heat kills those sperms.
Oh.
It's a true thing.
Okay, so wear your underwear.
Well, no,
unless
if you want to have a kid, free ball it. Because it'll keep them nice and cool, and those guys will keep swimming. Because if you're wearing, like, tighty whities and they're, like, warm, they die.
Okay, there's your benefits.
That's true.
But I don't think it's not a sanitary. And you're going to...
Oh,
I feel
for
like
sure
he's going to zip
sanitary.
His penis in. Okay, so thank
My dad
you,
did
Austin.
That.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. But that's not cool.
He zipped up really fast and zipped right over his wiener. Yeah.
It's like that movie. What's it called? Something About Mary.
Something About Mary. Exactly.
Okay, so now that was awesome. Great show. I love you, Anderson. Thank you. And
love
thank you,
you
to Madison and Lori and Alyssa, my amazing team. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody, this is the time when I tell you about your vagina. Because I talked about your penis earlier. And I talk about products all the time that will improve your sex life. And now there's a product that changed my life. I know I have said this about things, but this product is a health device that's actually a vibrator, okay? It's called the Intensity. And since I started talking about it about a month ago, because this is what happens. Like the Sibian, they send them to me. I don't talk about every product. I get hundreds of products. I only talk about the ones that I like.
Right.
So Kegel exercises, pelvic floor health, so important for women. Mm-hmm. If you have inability to orgasm, you have urinary incontinence, you know, you sneeze and you pee, or you just want to have more frequent orgasms, your pelvic floor over time will atrophy. And it's like any other muscle, you have to work it out, but no one remembers to do them. So this friggin' cool thing, the Intensity, you use it 10 minutes a day. It has the, it uses like electrostimulation, and it, which sounds really weird, I know, but it's these plates that you just put like this, you put inside of you and you inflate it, and it targets your G-spot and your clitoris. It uses gentle electrostimulation to contract your muscles. So my point is, you stick it inside you, you lie there for like 5 minutes, and it does your exercises for you. You only have to do them, and then it's a rabbit vibrator, and then you have an orgasm. Or you can have an orgasm before, or you can have an orgasm the whole goddamn time. But In just a month of using it, I am having stronger orgasms. I no longer have sneeze and pee. Are you laughing? It's true. What? No,
I'm picturing you hammering nails in the wall again with your vagina.
No, but like, oh, right, because we talked about that. Yes. You're stronger muscles. And I'm telling you, just Google it. Google pelvic floor health. Google Kegel exercises. You're going to see how important. Google everything. And the study showed that 43% of women experience difficulty enjoying sex at some point in their life. And age and childbirth and stress all play an active role. But when you do this, you're going to want sex more, because you're going to be, it's like when you have abs, you're like, I just want to wear a half shirt. You're just going to want to have sex because you're going to have kegels of steel.
Show your banging
kegs. I'm not kidding you. So check it out, pourmoi.com, pourmoi.com, or check out Sex With, check out my website, sexwithemily.com. And also, we did an amazing review of it on our website and a blog, Sex Toy Review, Intense and Unplugged at sexwithemily.com.
You could sculpt things with your vagina at this point?
Dude, I could paint my house.
Mm-hmm.
I could drive my car.
Hammer nails.
I could do so much crap right now. It's crazy with my Kegel set. And I feel really good.
Like, you should sculpt things out of like clay and sell it as art.
I know. It's become such a... Oh, that's another
idea.
Not
bad, right?
Yeah, it's true. And another thing is, it's become actually a habit. Like, I look forward to doing it now. It's one of those things. Okay, so thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you.